Rashi, as a student from northern France and Germany, absorbs the traditions, masters these oral traditions that have been going on about the Talmud. And after the catastrophe, when these communities had been decimated by the Crusaders and many of their constituency had been destroyed, he vows to take this rabbinic legacy back to his own town, Troyes, as we said, and to create there a rabbinic academy. That relocation is a critical movement, not only in terms of territory from Germany to France, but also in terms of taking what had been primarily oral, an oral tradition, and transforming it into a written one. In other words, when Rashi goes back to Troyes, he consciously decides to do several things, to commit these oral commentaries to writing. In other words, they should be preserved for posterity. And not only should they be preserved for posterity, they should circulate and disseminate throughout the wider communities, not only in Ashkenaz, in this region itself, northern France and Germany, but throughout the Jewish world. And perhaps if there is a miracle in this story, it is in a period long before print. Manuscripts of these commentaries will circulate, and in the course of one or two or three generations, and way beyond, the commentaries of Rashi and his disciples become the standard, the conventional, the most popular commentaries for any Jewish school, any place in the world. Here is another wonderful example of how cultural and political boundaries separating the Christian and the Muslim world do not seem to have any impact on the dissemination of Jewish learning and Jewish culture. Jewish culture will travel through these commentaries. Let us describe the corpus that Rashi creates. First and foremost is his commentary on the Hebrew Bible. The entire Hebrew Bible. He writes a commentary offering a simple interpretation of its key words and concepts. Quite often he uses rabbinic homilies or well-known rabbinic interpretations, which he then incorporates into his commentary. There is very little personal in this commentary. In other words, it is written from a point of detachment and neutrality. Rashi is not particularly interested, like some other commentaries are, in inserting his own personal life and his own personal experience. Although occasionally we do glimpse something about Rashi's culture. Perhaps the most interesting aspect of Rashi's commentary, both here and also his commentary on the Talmud that we will talk about in a second, is his use of what are called lazim. Lazim are foreign words that he uses to interpret a Hebrew text. The foreign words, of course, are Old French. And what is quite interesting about the use of these, and these words have been studied, is that this is such an early period of time that scholars of medieval French have consulted these list of words in order to learn something not only about Hebrew commentary, but also about the French language, about the origins of the French language. In any case, when he comes across, you know, he needs to explain a term, he will say, this is the way we say it in French. And then, of course, he goes on to interpret it. But what we have here is a fantastic pedagogic device, particularly for initiating Jewish students in the study of the Bible. It is simple, it is clear, it is direct. It doesn't get into any kind of homiletical, long-winded discussion. It is not mystical. It is not philosophical. It is what we call in Hebrew the peshat. The peshat means literally the simple meaning of the text. This is the commentary you need for the school. And that is why Rashi's commentary becomes such a valuable device and so popular and really spreads all over the place. Even today, the standard way of studying the Bible in Jewish schools and in the synagogue is to consult Rashi's commentary. We have an English translation of it and so on, and it is clearly the most famous and most significant commentary. In this respect, if we are going to, we already held up Maimonides to be the great figure of medieval Jewish culture in Spain, Rashi would hold the equivalent status within the Ashkenazi cultural world.